Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Today, we're going to talk about operational efficiency in your business. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since watching your team grow. Recently, we had a very complicated project and we completed the initial phase of it at Grunder Landscaping Company. It pushed many people at my company, including me. We did something we've never done before, and so did our team, and it was a resounding success. Now, there was a ton of planning that went into this, but it truly showed what we could do. And in some ways, I predict this is a turning point for our company in terms of proving what we can do together when we put our minds to it. There's a lot of great things all of us can achieve if we just put our minds to it, folks. Words cannot express how excited my team was to complete this phase and how relieved I was that it went well. We learned a lot about each other that we will use as a building block for even bigger things to come. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show. Operational efficiency. That's this week's topic. Our president, Seth Flum, has taken all the good yet basic systems that the teams before him put in place here at Grunder Landscaping Company, and he's brought us into the 21st century. Our trucks are different, our facility is different, our hiring practices are different, and many of them are automated now. The software enterprise system that we use to run the business is different, our training is different, our uniforms are different, heck, even our slogan is different. Well, sort of, we change it a little bit. We still operate on the foundation of most of the things that I created with the teams prior, but things have evolved here and it's made a world of difference. Charles Kettering, a great Dayton, Ohio, born and bred industrial inventor, once said, "The only thing constant in life is change." So that's what I'd like to talk about this week is change and operational efficiency. And specifically, I'm going to talk about three things that we've done differently here at Grunder. Listen, we did a lot of great things to get us to this point. For example, we had a manual schedule board that we used that many of you have come to the field trip and seen. Now it's electronic. We always had a hiring process. Now a lot of it's automated. Our training was hands-on with handouts. Now we're using Greenius for training and some other things that we're doing. So we were doing things that we're still doing today, but the amount of planning and aggravation that's involved in them is a lot less because we're using technology and we're leveraging and we're getting very, very efficient in terms of operations. Aspire is the industry-specific software that we use, for example. And let me talk about three of them. So the first one I'm going to touch on is the software. It's the fourth product that we've used in the 40-year history of the company from a software perspective, folks, and it rocks. This isn't a commercial for Aspire, although when I talk about Grunder and the success we've had, it's kind of hard not to mention the role that Aspire's had the last 4 years in helping us grow. There really are some very cool things that it does, but I want to focus on three specific things that it's enabled us to do. You know, I have a saying that I like to use. Great leaders make great decisions with great information. And Aspire does just that. It gives us great information. We know where we're making money. We know how we're making money. We have metrics that point us in the right direction in a whole host of areas. That's one of the ways that Aspire helps us. The second one is the amount of administrative stuff that it does for us. It enables sales pros to quote work faster and more accurately. It enables them to process work faster. And guess what? It enables them to spend more time selling and talking to clients and less time pushing papers or dealing with some old and laborious Excel spreadsheet, folks. $1 million a year, about 5 years ago, Marty Grunder really thought that was the baseline for a successful sales pro. I'm going to tell you, and a little bit of this has to do with inflation, with Aspire, I think it's more like $2 million is what a salesperson should be able to sell. And that's efficiency, folks. The last one in terms of Aspire that I want to talk to you about is the processing and organizing of work tickets and how they are handled and scheduled. We used to have this crazy, we we'd sell a job, it'd get processed, you'd type out a work order, you'd staple a drawing to it, this whole crazy system that, you know, we were very proud of for a while, but there's just a better way to do it. Aspire has it all right there. When you win a job in Aspire, the work ticket is generated. The purchase orders go to our two companies, Landscape Hub and Site One, that help us with procurement. Come to one of our field trips here. We'll show you how we use it. I just can't tell you how easy this has made things for us, and it's enabled us to put people on other tasks. When we went live with Aspire, folks, we eliminated immediately 2.5 positions because we weren't going to have to be pushing papers through a company. So if you're not using something to aggregate your data, if you're not running Aspire or LMN, those are the two best programs to help you grow your company. You got to go look at them, folks. You got to find a way to get more efficient in your operations with a software piece like that that can help take care of some of this stuff and get you out of all these processes and get your people spending time on more important things. So Aspire, the technology, the enterprise system, help with operational efficiency. The second thing that's really helped us is our truck setups. Our truck setups have changed drastically. We use an all-aluminum dump bed now that we can use for salting. We use box trucks instead of trucks and trailers. Some of that was from COVID when even I was out mowing some lawns, believe it or not, because it was terrible here in 2020, April and May of 2020. Seth Flum, our president, went out in one of the landkeeping crews to help get work done there. And he took a truck and a trailer, and he was doing all these 3 and 4 point turns and cul-de-sacs. He came back and he said, those trucks and trailers are miserable. They're dangerous. We're going to tear up trucks and trailers. They're not efficient. We don't need all that. So there was something that he discovered. And I think that's the benefit to going out and working on the crew once in a while, folks. So we now go to a box truck. We've cut the amount of equipment that we carry down to the basics in those trucks. When we used to have people come in here, we'd brag about how our trailer was basically like a hardware store. It had every possible thing you could need in it. We realized we didn't need to do that. And it's easier to manage now with less stuff. It's cheaper to outfit. And we're not carried away anymore. We had gotten way too carried away and we lost focus on the customer and what matters most and how can we be more efficient? How can we get more work by being more affordable? And that's what we've done. We don't have a mechanic any longer. We sub it all out. Some people have come here and said, how in the world do you do that? Now, we have someone that works on small stuff, and then there's a little group of guys that chip in. They sharpen chainsaws. They change oil. They do some things like that. But we've got an outside company that comes in and sharpens blades. We've got an outside company that comes in and repairs our mowers. We have an outside company that'll meet on site or come here and work on our trucks. And yes, we have expenses there. We're not paying for a mechanic. We don't have a lift. We're not buying all these tools that you use once or twice a year. And mostly important here to understand is we're landscapers and we want our team focused on doing that. Okay. So be mindful there, operational efficiency. So we talked about Aspire. We talked about our truck setup and our equipment in some areas that we've had. The last one I want to talk to you about is our monthly meeting that we have here at the company. And it's called the Grow Meeting. I know you like the name. So we get everyone on the same page. We meet in the shop for about 45 minutes every month. We communicate what we are doing and where we are going. I do not understand how you get a team headed in the same direction if you don't constantly talk to them about where you're going and how you're going to do that, okay? And you got to give them the why. We just tell our team to go out and plant trees. We just tell our team to be safe. We don't give a why. We don't tell them that it's important to plant it right so it thrives in beauty and value and that we don't have to go back and replace it and incur expenses there. We don't talk about the importance of safety because the why is we want you to get home. We don't want our workers' comp rate to go up. We talk about all those. So I don't see how you can organize your team and how you're ever going to be efficient if you don't have some type of a meeting where you're talking and communicating where you're trying to go, what you're trying to do. And most importantly, recognizing those who are doing good things and demonstrating the behaviors that you want to see in your organization. In our meeting, we recognize birthdays, anniversaries, promotions. But I think the most important thing that we share are the numbers. We pay a bonus based on a couple things. If you come to the field trip sometime, we dig deep into what we do. Not enough time here today on the Grow Show powered by Steel to share that with you. But our bonus structure is based on our metrics. So it's no different than if you go to the Cincinnati Reds game and you're looking at the scoreboard, You always know what's going on towards a victory. Here at Grunder, you can look at our boards and our metrics. You know exactly what we're doing. And it's two big measurements that we focus on that the team rallies around. And we share those numbers. I think it's dangerous not to share numbers. And I will tell you, when I was a lot younger, I was afraid to share any financial data with my team. And the reason I was afraid to share it was I thought they would take that information and they could use it to hurt me, you know, that they would go start their own business. What happens, folks, and a mentor of mine, Mark Thompson, pointed this out to me about 10 years ago, and it was a huge aha to me. He said, Marty, the danger in not sharing information with your team is you make it look easy. And I said, Mark, what are you talking about? He said, well, companies are real good with just sharing like big, vague numbers, and they say we're doing well, but they don't get specific. So your team thinks, oh, this is easy. All Marty did is get a phone, a website, and a truck, and poof, $14.5 million worth of revenue showed up. And on the $14.5 million in revenue that they did at Grunder Landscaping, Marty netted $16 million. Now, I hope it made you laugh, okay? But when we don't share with our team what we're doing and we don't share the numbers, we make it look easy. When we share the numbers, good and bad, when they have a stake in the outcome, when they're rewarded when you do well, and when they don't make anything, when the company doesn't do well, because that's how it goes, folks, that's good things, right? So rethink if you're someone that's been holding it close to the vest. Now, we don't share everything, all right? But we share a tremendous amount of information. And I know we're on the right track from the results that we're getting. I know we're on the right track in our peer groups from us teaching this and encouraging other owners and leaders of landscaping companies to do and to learn from what we've discovered. And I can see it in our faces of our team. I can see it in the turnover that's gone down at the end of the day. So what I'm here to tell you is that operational efficiency is a team effort. Look, at the end of the day, it is not easy to win in the green industry. But if someone told you winning was easy, you've been misled. Nothing worth achieving in life is easy, folks. It's not easy to be healthy. It's not easy to be a great husband or a great wife or a great dad or a great mother or a great friend or a brother or a sister. All of that requires a focus and it requires work. I want you to think about what you can do this week to make your company more efficient. That's how you scale. You put systems in place that are effective but not too complicated. Systems that people can easily grasp a hold of, slot in there and get to work. When people can get to work quickly in those systems, they can be efficient fast, and your profits and your company will grow. Grow 2025 is in Columbus, Ohio, at Jason Cromley's Hidden Creek. I just played golf with Jason last week. Him and I had a wonderful time out on the golf course, but more importantly, we were talking about how excited we are to share. I'm excited for you to see what Jason's done with his business. I think you're going to find it very relatable. You're going to see all kinds of things that he's working on and trying to get better. And you're going to see a company that is studying operational efficiency right now. Seth Plum, our president, will be teaching on operational efficiency. And folks, I got to be honest with you. I'm sorry to be cocky. There isn't anyone better in the green industry to teach on operational efficiency than our president, Seth Plum. Our numbers at Grunder prove it. I hope you'll be at Grow 2025, February 24th, 25th, 26th, Columbus, Ohio. Early bird signups end November 1st. I'm going to repeat that. Early bird signup ends November 1st. Do not call the 2nd, the 3rd, the 4th. Don't call and tell me some sob story as to why you couldn't sign up. That's the end of it. You got to be signed up for the early bird by November 1. And I don't know why you'd want to miss this event. There's no better networking. There's no better learning event. There's no better fun event in the green industry than Grow. So I hope to see you there. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show, folks. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, share this episode with your team. I know many teams get together and put us up on the TV in the middle of the conference room and share it. Or how about you take this episode and share it and text it to a friend, a landscape pro you know right now. Again, thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel. whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.